You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Again, the Lord will want you to know that in this world there are unreasonable and wicked men. When they say somebody is unreasonable, something that is simple common sense, that person cannot understand it with you. Something that everybody can reason and say, ah, this is the situation. No, the person, people are unreasonable. People will do wickedness and you will call their attention to it and they'll say, and so what? As if they've done nothing wrong. There are unreasonable people and there are wicked people. There are people that will hate you for no reason and they won't stop at that. They will do everything to bring you down. You've not done anything, but they will hate you. There are people who will just wish that you are in a prison, who will wish you are in the grave, who will wish all of this. This world is filled with wicked and unreasonable men. I want to plead something with you. Some of you listening, you are parents. You don't even know where your children are because they are in school. You don't know who they are working with. That's how some parents allowed their children to go to school. But the children went somewhere and then they got killed. Some of them went to boyfriend house and that was where they were beheaded and were used for money rituals. But the parents were sitting at home. Do you know where your children are? But there's something you must do. This is what we must all do. You know what he said? He said, finally, pray for us. You see, Paul was asking, can you imagine? This is Paul asking for prayers. That you will pray for him, for God to deliver him from unreasonable and wicked men. You must pray that prayer. And make it a prayer for your children. Make it a prayer for your family members. As your children go out every day, say, Father, keep this my child from unreasonable and wicked men. Did you know Jesus even taught us to pray? Deliver us from all evil. Brethren, it's a prayer you must pray. This is a Bible prayer. This is a scriptural prayer. You know, the reason is this. Only the Lord can keep you from such men. Your carefulness cannot keep you. Your trying to be right all the time cannot keep you. In this little time that we have been on the face of the earth, we have seen people who did nothing wrong and yet ended up in trouble. Have you heard there was a Nigerian officer? Some years ago, there was a coup in Nigeria. He was privy to that coup. He heard of it and he went to report it to a senior officer. They executed the coup and they arrested him. They locked him up. And after a while, they released him. He continued as officer because he didn't know the person he was reporting to was even the one that would become head of state. Now, years later, he heard of another coup that was going to take place. Because of his experience previously, he decided not to talk. He kept quiet and went about his business. Now, the coup was unsuccessful. When they were investigating, they found out that he heard about the coup. And they said, why didn't you report? Guess what? They killed him. He was sentenced to death and he was killed. I just told you a true life story. This is to tell you that only God can keep a man from evil. It's not by how being careful of me. I don't drink. I don't go out at night. All of that is good. But that does not mean that in itself will keep you from trouble. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Only God can keep a man. Please let this be part of your prayer for your family, for your relative. And I want to plead with you. Please pray for me also, that the Lord will deliver me from unreasonable and wicked men. And that the word of the Lord that we are teaching, it will move swiftly and be glorified, as it is with you. Please, don't just hear this. Please pray for me. Thank you so much. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To find out more about the Living Throne Ministry, please visit our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.